I'd like to welcome everyone this morning to this fine, beautiful day and this service. We are gathered together to be enriched, encouraged. And God's all about raising us up to be examples and to be leaders, actually. You know, all of us are, in a sense, a leader. No matter how old you are, how young you are, how strong you are, there's always someone that's weaker than you. There's always someone that's younger than you. There's always someone that's looking to you. Young boys, young girls, old people, young people, all of us. Somebody follows us. Somebody watches what we do. And someone's learning from our walk. So I'm intrigued with leadership. I'm intrigued with good leaders, empowering leadership. And that's what God's about. He wants to empower us in each of our lives. In 1913, a man named Ernest Shackleton, he sent out a letter. He was an explorer. He was an adventurer. He sent out a letter, and he said, men wanted. He said, crew wanted. The expedition is not to be a peaceful cruise to the South Sea Islands, but it is to be a most dangerous one. Difficult and strenuous. A work that nearly always results in a certain percentage of loss of life. He was recruiting for a crew to go to Antarctica. He wanted to be the first one to sail, actually, to the South Pole through water rather than hiking in. Well, you would think with this kind of an appeal, there'd probably be a limited amount of people that would want to respond. Ernest Shackleton had tried it in 1907 and it failed, and now he was trying it again. Well, he received over 5,000 applications for this dangerous, strenuous, most difficult attempt. Over 5,000 applications, he needed 27. So he was kind of like Gideon, who kind of kept eliminating. But Shackleton had something about him and something about his leadership that inspired others. I'm intrigued with the leadership of Jesus Christ and his servant leadership, his example he was. Though he was a servant, he was an incredible leader, the leader of leaders, a teacher of teachers. What was the power of Jesus' leadership? Did you ever check that out? What was the power of Jesus' leadership? What's the power of a leader? Does it come by flaunting it? Does it come by forcing it? What are the ingredients that make for a good leader? Whether it's a woman, girl, boy, man, country, church, home, whatever leader you call to be, business. What are those ingredients? I think it's important for us to understand some of them. What was the power of Apostle Paul's leadership? He said, follow me. Follow me. Follow me as I follow Christ. He kept telling younger men, he said, the things that I've told you, the things that I've instructed you in, you commit them to others who will be able to teach others, who will be able to lead others, and so on, perpetuate the work of the kingdom. I'd like to read a few verses in Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4, verse 16. And I want you to think about these things. A leader needs to be able to impart something. I think three things particularly a leader needs to impart. One is value. One is passion. One is purpose. Three important ingredients of leadership. I want you to think about these as we read these verses, although they're not clearly defined here. But leadership needs to offer value. It needs to offer passion. It needs to offer purpose. Jesus coming, just beginning his ministry, he was 30 years old. Jesus was 30 years old when he began his ministry. Kind of Wall Street people age right now. Anyway, Verse 16, the people that sat in darkness saw great light. And to them which sat in the region in the shadow of death, light is sprung up. And from that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they immediately left their nets and followed him. It's leadership being exemplified. And going on from thence, he saw two other brethren, James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, in the ship with Zebedee their father, mending their nets, and he called them. And immediately they left their ship and their father and followed him. So I'm not going to answer the questions for you. I want you to think about them. Why would someone leave their business? Why would someone leave something that they've done most of their lives to follow someone who just arrives on the scene? There's something about Jesus, something about his leadership, something about his personhood that offered value, something that offered passion, something they longed for, something they wanted to experience. Maybe it was adventure, maybe it was excitement, maybe it was something new, maybe they're tired of the monotonous and the old. And something in Jesus spoke of purpose, something of a reason to live for. As I said when I began, all of us offer something to those around us, no matter how young or old we are, whether we're male or female, strong or weak, we offer something to someone. And God wants us to experience Him in our lives, so we can offer value, something the world needs, something others need around us, something they want and long for, something they're looking for, something they're seeking after. We also need to offer something in passion. We believe in what we do, and that's a strong cause for leadership. We need to offer something that is purposeful, something that's beyond just what we experience, but something that's bigger than our own life and dreams, something that affects the world in which we live, something that affects eternity. Let's pray. Father, today we come to you. We long for your leadership in our lives. We long for your counsel and your instruction. We long to be like you more and more, God. In the world we live, we're tested and stretched and pushed and pressed. And these are all opportunities to respond like you and then to lead like you. God, I thank you for the value that Jesus Christ has brought to my life, to our lives. So thank you for the passion, the purpose for which we can live. I thank that we have something to offer those around us in our community, in our culture, in our world today. And Lord, for each one of us, give us a bit of light on that subject of our life to see who we can affect, who's following, who's watching, and how we can be Christ to them. In Jesus' name, amen.